Well, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has suspended a controversial plan as it relates to the government's involvement in selecting judges and their ability to overturn decisions by the Supreme Court. Those line items prompted protests all around Israel. And with that, a sense of calm has returned to the streets. But demonstrations have been going on for, in earnest, the last few days, but for the past couple of months. These demonstrations have just been ramping up and ramping up and ramping up. And finally, Benjamin Netanyahu responded. Jonathan Savage, the Fox News correspondent and WJR contributor, joins us to break this down. Jonathan, good to have you with us. What's the latest?
Yeah, the latest is that there is the possibility of a pause for breath after a fiery last 48 hours, which is the culmination of, as you say, weeks and weeks of protests. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu going on television last night to announce that his highly controversial plans to overhaul the judiciary will be paused during his parliament's Passover recess. The opponents of his party, the tens of thousands of people who have taken to the streets in recent days, say that Israeli democracy is at risk. And Monday was a day of enormous action. Tens of thousands of people on the streets abandoning their work, closing businesses and schools. Even military reservists were joining in.
You know, this is one of those things you're not used to seeing this come out of Israel. And Jonathan, I'm sure you've seen some of the footage, but for the benefit of people that haven't, I mean, tanks rolling in the street, fireworks going up. These are things that we're not accustomed to seeing in the state of Israel.
Yeah, bonfires, water cannon. To a certain extent, it almost felt like a battle for the soul of the country. What sort of country should Israel be? It's a fundamental issue at hand. And that is why this issue, even though there is this pause, this delay in the legislative process, this issue is far from solved. And now what we have, we could have horse trading, we could have stalemate. There really is no obvious end to this dispute. The summer session of Parliament begins on the 30th of April, and at least one of Mr. Netanyahu's allies says that if there is no compromise, they will push ahead anyway with their controversial plans.
Yeah, that's the interesting part here is Benjamin Netanyahu says, okay, we'll pause, but he's trying to bridge a gap that he says is trying to return balance that he says has been lost in their government. So when that balance has been shifted, he feels that this is necessary. He said they will bring that reform, but the pause comes, as he says, it will give an opportunity for genuine dialogue. Is this really just a pause? Are we just giving some breathing room, as you put it, to these protesters, because is this just going to be pushed through anyway? Are they going to allow that dialogue to have any impact on their decisions moving forward?
There is an opportunity here, I think, because there are people who are not supporters of Benjamin Netanyahu or the parties in his government who do think that the judicial system in Israel does need to be changed to some extent. But many, many people feel that he's gone too far and too fast. He wants to give the governing coalition decisive control over judicial appointments, and he wants to weaken the Supreme Court in general by giving Parliament the ability to overturn its decisions and also limit judicial review of laws. But the fact that there are some people who do want to see some changes suggests that there may be room for compromise, but how many people who are willing to compromise and how far they're willing to compromise is something which remains to be seen.
Jonathan Savage, Fox News correspondent, WJR contributor, kindly joining us. Yeah, I wanted to ask you about the sides. Israeli President Isaac Herzog offered to host these compromise. Is this Netanyahu and basically the opposition? How does that work itself out in the Israeli state?
Well, one thing we should note at the moment is Israel is a parliamentary democracy. It is normally the largest party who can command a majority of parliament, who gets to have the prime minister and effectively gets to run the country. But after a number of elections which failed to turn up a functioning government. Benjamin Netanyahu, with about a quarter of the seats in parliament, managed to scramble together a coalition, often of ultra-nationalist, ultra-orthodox parties. And it's often the agenda which they have collectively decided needs to be pushed through, which will be pushed through. So there are people then who are not just opposed to this law, but opposed to the ideological point of view of many of the people in government. It's also worth pointing out that there are external powers who are willing to step in and help. Just last night, or this morning rather, the US ambassador to Israel was asked about the situation and said he slept well last night for the first time in a while, and that there's a very good chance that Benjamin Netanyahu will be invited to the White House for talks. So perhaps the US government may be willing to contribute to this discussion at this point.
I was going to ask what the United States' involvement is. Obviously, a key ally to the Israelis, but this particular regime, being Benjamin Netanyahu, and then the United States with Joe Biden, they don't always see eye to eye. So, what kind of advice do you believe that the United States is passing overseas?
Yes. First of all, the U.S. ambassador saying that he is optimistic and applauds the move, and the fact that this situation will allow the White House to extend an invitation to Benjamin Netanyahu suggests that there is perhaps a sense of optimism. But you're right to say that the U.S. government has held back a little with its support for the Israeli government, especially as regards recent uprising, a surge in fighting between Israelis and Palestinians, and regular Israeli raids on the West Bank. The U.S. government has not endorsed a lot of what Israel has been doing, although it has emphasized Israel's right to defend itself. So there are differences that may temper President Biden's ability to have a particularly influential role. But let's see what happens.
Have the crowds dissipated? I know I read Israel's largest labor union called off its general strike. Have the crowds, for the most part, dissipated, and peace seems to be the tone for now?
Yeah, that is a significant moment when the labor union called off the general strike, because it has 800,000 members working in healthcare, transit, banking, and it really brought many cities and many industries to a standstill. Even the main international airport didn't have any departing flights as a result. So while a lot of people have gone back to their daily lives and have gone back to their work, there are people who say that this pause isn't enough, and they will continue to protest until these plans are dropped completely. Mm.
So what's next? Do you believe that this peace will exist over the next month and some change? Do you feel as we get closer, the protests will ramp up once again? I mean, Netanyahu saying that there will be genuine conversation, I believe. But he also says in the next breath that we're going to get this through. And I think that we just return to this type of atmosphere in the next couple of weeks.
It is really hard to see how this can be fundamentally resolved, because this is an important part of the political agenda of the new and current government of Israel. But on the other side of the coin, largely secular middle-class Israelis have joined mass protests against it, fighter pilots and military reservists threatening not to report for duty. So such is the strength of feeling. You do wonder what effect taking a breath could actually have. Now, political factions opposed to the changes are getting negotiating teams together, but, you know, the devil will be in the detail.
No doubt about it. All right, Jonathan Savage, appreciate the time and insight as always. Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah, there he is, Jonathan Savage.